The unconscious personality is not aware in the moment of its anger or its rage that there are aspects of itself that would prefer to respond with compassion and understanding, but it would recognize them if it could see clearly in that moment. What of the parts of itself that suffer the loneliness and alienation that result from expressing anger? The parts that long for warmth and companionship, for relationships of a depth and quality that are not possible to those who live in anger or fear or jealousy. If the personality that is tempted decides to align itself with love, with clarity, understanding, and compassion, it gains power. The impulse towards anger or resentment or vengeance loses power over it, and in this way, step by step, conscious decision by conscious decision, it becomes truly powerful. If it decides to remain unconscious, to avoid responsibility for its actions, it allows negative currents of energy to form its words and shape its actions. This results in negative behavior, and this results in negative karma. What does this mean in terms of the illusion? Negative behavior produces within others and within oneself negative emotions and, therefore, more opportunities to gain power through responsible choice or to create negative karma. Negative karma means that the personality that chooses negative behavior will experience that same negative behavior from another personality and, again, be given the opportunity to decide to release or continue that mode of learning. This is the illusion. It is an illusion because you and the other souls that are involved have agreed, in compassion and wisdom, to participate in the learning dynamics of the Earth School in order to heal. It is illusion because within non-physical reality, neither space nor time, nor anger, nor jealousy, nor fear exist. It is an illusion because when you return home, it will cease to be.